escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Call his wife in. Yeah, that's right. It's Monday already. Back to work. Get up. We got a game. We got a game tonight. We got a couple games tonight, but obviously a huge game for the New York Yankees on this Monday. 888-808-1019. McMonagle back with you on a Monday morning. I got you for one more hour to the warm-up show at 5. We got Fleegs on the other side. And we're taking your calls till then. And so obviously we open the show with the baseball. We'll get into a little bit more football tomorrow as camps will open on a Tuesday as we are back. Football is back, baby. I can't believe it happened so fast. The summer's nearly gone. But we still got big baseball games. We got football coming up. But this weekend, obviously Sunday in particular, yesterday, two big wins for the New York Yankees and the Mets. Obviously the Mets dropped the first two. And after Friday with both of these teams, it felt like, man, such an incredibly important second half for both, right? The Mets come in after the All-Star break, a half a game behind Philadelphia. The Yankees were two games back of the Toronto Blue Jays. And to start the second half the way they did on Friday, the Yankees announced that it's going to be an opener with Hamilton starting the game, with Schlittler's injury. He got pushed back to the Toronto series. And just from the jump, he gives up three runs right away. The offense doesn't do much. There's terrible base running the whole nine. And it just felt like the Yankees came out with any real, you know, pride to start the second half. The Mets offense jumps out early. Juan Soto hits that first home run after kind of some talk from Jeff Paston and others that there's a chip on the shoulder of Juan Soto off of the All-Star game snub, and you could expect him to have a monster second half, and boom, first at bat, he gives you the home run. The offense doesn't do real much after that. A couple of questionable decisions to go to Carrillo out of the fifth with Manaea only going through four innings. The bullpen lets it get away. Then you lose the Saturday game as well for the Mets on David Wright Day. A great day, great celebration to honor the captain. Nothing else, no Lindor announcements or anything after the video that was leaked by Major League Baseball. Nothing happened there, but just a great day, great speech, great ceremony to honor a guy that we've all seen his entire career, which was all Mets. So that was a great day on Saturday. You want to give me a call about that, we can at 888-808-1019. But another kind of similar win, similar loss on Saturday, and the Yankees wake up on Saturday, score a ton of runs. They're down 5-0. They're down 7-2. They battle back. They win 12-9 after the offense explodes. You get the grand slam from Grisham to give them the lead and the win. They follow that up with an impressive performance from Marcus Stroman, who has been nailed since coming back from the trade deadline. He gives you 6 innings of one-run ball. The only mistake was a home run to solo home run to Olsen. Other than that, just a really impressive outing. I know the Braves aren't very good, but they can hit, and they had hit in the first two games of the series. And Acuna hits a home run in this game. Albies had a monster first two games. Like, the offense is still fairly good for the Atlanta Braves. And Stroman to pitch the way he did was a real godsend to go six innings. They desperately needed some length. He gives it to them. The Mets get an important win. Another great performance from Peterson as he goes six innings, one run, after giving up the one run early in the first, settles in, gets you through six, consistently has done that for the Mets, really the one pitcher that consistently gets deep into the games. Diaz ends up giving up the tying run in the eighth with being called in to get a four-out save, but ultimately they rally and score in the bottom of the eighth. They win the game in the ninth and avoid the sweep as they welcome in the Angels. But for the New York Yankees, this moment right now, they are 10-16 in 26 games played against the American League East. We're 2 weeks away from the trade deadline and an opportunity to upgrade, and everyone wants to talk about Suarez, and I did myself, and we can get back into that a little bit. But this game tonight, with Carlos Rodon on the mound in particular, Carlos Rodon, who's a deserved all-star, had a great year for the has had a great year for the Yankees, has pitched extremely well. Last time out, shut down the best offense in baseball, one of the hotter teams in baseball, maybe the best team in baseball, the Chicago Cubs, with an eight-inning shutout performance the last time we saw him on the mound. But that was off a win streak. That wasn't, although it's a very good opponent and every game's important, that wasn't one of those games you look at and say, that's a big game. And as great as Carlos Rodon has been, and as much as he's improved in some areas, like we have consistently seen Rodon let innings spiral out of control, an error made behind him leads to five runs, a bad call from an umpire leads to an explosion, you know, a bloop hit, a swinging bunt. All of those things have led to big innings and blown games for him throughout his Yankee career. We have seen that kind of settle down. He's been a lot better. He's been a lot more consistent. He's been a lot more calm. He's a lot more things just roll off his back. But the big game scare, which is the other thing we have seen in Carlos Rodon's career, not there in the big game, doesn't show up in the biggest moments. That has still been as present as ever. Big game against the Blue Jays in the last series lit up. Big game against the Mets off a five-game losing streak when they desperately needed him to step up. Got blown up in the first inning. The big games this season, Carlos Rodon has not done a lot to make us feel better about him moving forward and him in the postseason. And tonight, as the Blue Jays, despite the Yankees winning the series in Atlanta, still lose a game to the hot Blue Jays who swept San Francisco, and including the Yankees four-game set, have now won 10 straight games in their building. 10 straight home games for the Toronto Blue Jays, who now hold a three-game lead over the New York Yankees in the standings. And because of the blister to Max Fried, he's ready to go. He's throwing a bullpen. He'll pitch in this series. You got Cam Schlittler going in the other game in this series. But tonight, this is a huge game for the New York Yankees. This is a huge game for Carlos Rodon. This is a team that's been, again, 10-16 inside the division. And of all the trends, and we've talked about a lot of the trends for the New York Yankees, and a lot of them have kept up. First and foremost, the sloppy play. It was better for a lot of this season, but over the last month and a half, they have been extremely sloppy. There's no two ways around it. Even in the win on Saturday, even on that big win with the offense coming back, we saw the boneheaded, just unbelievable. I know it was a great throw from Acuna, but an unbelievably just lackadaisical base running play from Vivas on Friday. Then you turn that around, you get, you know, Will Warren not covering first base. You have a double in the gap, and it's not like they would have gotten the out at second base, but no one's covering at second base as Judge throws the ball in. The bullpen continues to just throw out a cavalcade of crap coming out of the bullpen. There's two arms you trust on this team. That's been a trend this season. The bad play has been a trend for the last couple years. The June swoons has been a trend for the last couple years. But none of them, believe it or not, I know you might feel different, none of them trouble me as much as the record inside the division. even when the Red Sox are bad over the last couple of years, they beat up on the Yankees, embarrass them, steal eight bases in a game. The Blue Jays have kicked the crap out of them this year. Last year, the Orioles beat them every which way, including watching, you know, the Yankees literally fall on their face the last game before the All-Star break last year. They have not played well against the teams that know them best. That is a troubling trend for the New York Yankees. And now you cannot let this division fall any further behind than three games. You can't go out and ask them to sweep these three, although I'd like it. They have to go out and take two out of three. They have to go into Toronto and prove they can win. They have to beat this team. They have to gain at least one game, make it two again. They can't allow it to become four. They can't allow it, God forbid, to become six. They have to go out there and take care of business, and it starts tonight. This offense that has now been hot over the last two games, Judge, Stanton, they need to come out there and score runs, and Carlos Rodon has to do his job, and they're probably going to be without Devin Williams, who pitched both games in the Atlanta series, so the bullpen's going to be light. This is a huge game and a huge series for the New York Yankees. And we've also, obviously, talked a lot about the trade deadline as we've headed in. And to me, right now, the biggest name at the trade deadline, I guess for both teams, the Mets could be interested in a third baseman for sure. Both teams have massive needs heading into this All-Star break and heading into this trade deadline. They both need bullpen arms. God knows the Yankees do. But they both need bullpen arms. The Mets desperately need another bat, whether it be center field, third base, whatever the case may be, probably center. They could use some starting pitching depth, possibly, but they definitely have needs. The Yankees clearly have needs. And the biggest name out there right now is Suarez. As he's hit another two home runs, he's got 35 on the year. He's the one guy in this fickle new age of the trade deadline with the new playoff format. He seems to be the one guy that's out there. And the Yankees in particular have sounded very aggressive in their attempt to acquire him. In fact, Ricky Ricardo, I guess on his podcast, his Spanish-speaking podcast, has apparently put out there that the Yankees and Diamondbacks are discussing and very, you know, I guess down the line on a trade for the Yankees to acquire Suarez, Merrill Kelly, the starting pitcher, and Beeks, the reliever, for five prospects, and the biggest one being Cam Schlittler, the starting pitcher. Now, that's a reasonable trade, and if you don't have to trade the two big prospects right now, and you could throw, you know, Jason Dominguez in there as a third, but to me, that's all nice, and Merrill Kelly will help, and they could use another starting pitcher, and Beeks has had a good year. I believe they're all, I know Kelly and Suarez, for sure, are rentals. I have a real problem right now because if you look at Spencer Jones and what he's doing in the minor leagues, or you look at Lombard and what he's been for the New York Yankees, even Schlittler, who's thrown 100 miles an hour, and I look at this team, I look at the New York Yankees, we watch them play, and this offense has led the American League in runs scored. This offense has been as explosive as any in the game. They have more five-run innings than any team in baseball. They just blew up for 12 runs in this series. I watch this team, and I have a hard time, and I know it's a little bit hypocritical because I've been open about the idea that the Yankees consistently lose in the playoffs because they don't score runs. Talk about trends there. There's a trend dating back to the 2003 World Series. When they lose, it's because they don't score runs. But when I watch this team, I don't know how anyone can tell me that the top issue is the third base issue. Yes, I need an upgrade over Vivas, who's been playing, who played two out of these three games, and Peraza. Definitely need an upgrade there. But do they need to expend all of their bullets? Now, I hope that trade deal is possible that Ricky Ricardo is reporting, but the Arizona Diamondbacks have the crown jewel of the deadline. They're only 4.5 games back of a playoff spot. I don't know who else is on the table, who else is willing to be moved. The Cubs need a third baseman. Other teams need offensive bats. I find it hard to believe it might not take one of the two top prospects for the New York Yankees to acquire Suarez. And if that is the case, or even if it's going to take five, six prospects, or whatever it's going to cost, Should the Yankees' top bullets that they have at their disposal to go make impact moves in this deadline, should it be for the top third baseman who's hit 35 home runs? As great as he is and as great as he's been, he strikes out. He's not overly great defensively. And there's no guarantee. I mean, he hits home runs. He's a very similar player to what they have. And there's no guarantee of anything. And watching this team, the offense isn't the problem. They went through a two-week stretch where they were abysmal, no doubt, and they scare me in big games because that has been their track record for the last 20 years. But I can't just focus on the past. I got to watch the team. And I don't know about you, but I watched that game on Saturday. And I watched every time the Yankees would make inroads into a lead. Immediately. The Yankees would bring out another reliever, whether it be Efros, whether it be Jonathan Loaisiga. No matter who they bring out outside of Hill and Weaver, who did a great job in that game and came in with bases loaded and one out and got a big strikeout and ended up getting out of the inning to give the Yankees a chance to come back and take the lead. They don't have any arms in the bullpen I trust. They've got a rotation right now where you're relying on Stroman, and he's been great. But I don't know if I can count on Stroman the rest of the year and into the postseason. Will Warren has been good for a rookie, but we see what he's... This is a lot of innings for him. We've seen him struggle down the stretch. He's had games where he's been absolutely blown up. I don't know how you could look at this team and the way they've played and tell me they need to go out and make sure they get the best third baseman on the market, and whether it takes Spencer Jones, who without question is the best offensive player in the entire minor leagues this season. He's got 26 home runs in July in the minor leagues. That is almost unheard of. He is dominating AAA pitching at a level that is seldom seen. He is showing power of 450-foot bombs to dead center, opposite field. He is absolutely crushing it right now. And I'm not saying that makes him untradeable. But do you trade him for a rental? And are you looking to trade your best pieces for a third baseman when, yes, it's a need, and I'm looking to upgrade it? But I got a bullpen with nobody I trust. I got a rotation where I'm relying on Marcus Stroman and a rookie. And Schlittler, another, I mean, like, I know Luis Hill's coming back, but does a month and a half of Luis Hill getting ready for a postseason run make you all that confident in the rotation? When I watch this team, I'm worried about the pitching far more than I'm worried about the offense. Worried about everything, but I'm far more worried about the pitching. So for me, I'm not looking to trade for Suarez. If it comes in a package with relievers and a starter that makes sense and I don't have to give up big prospects, sure, I'm open to trading for him. But the biggest name the Yankees bring back for me, the most impact the Yankees can bring back for me, doesn't need to be the third baseman. It needs to be the relievers. I need confident arm. We watch this sport. We watch how the game is played. Pitchers don't go deep into games. The bullpen is so imperative to getting through a series. You need multiple arms you can trust. You want to get through a seven-game series. You want to beat the Los Angeles Dodgers. You want to beat the Padres. You want to beat the Mets. You want to go and win a World Series. You want to get through the Tigers and the Astros. You're in desperate need of arms that can go on a daily basis, show them different stuff, not get overly used, not get overly seen. Like, we've seen the bullpens blow up at the back end of these series. I'll live with a slight upgrade at third base. All I need is a comparable hitter who can play defense at third. I've got a lot of firepower, and I got a good offense that scores a lot of runs. It's not perfect. It's not great at manufacturing runs. And this team in particular has not done well in the postseason. But I can't just go out there and not impact the obvious weaknesses of this team and point to previous failures. The biggest name right now is Suarez, the third baseman from Arizona, and I don't know if it makes much sense to use all of the chips to go get him. But it sounds like the Yankees are very aggressive on him. 888-808-1019. The Mets clearly have some needs as well at the trade deadline. Alvarez is being called up after dominating AAA hitting. Apparently, because of the being sent down, they've also going to be able to acquire one more year of control on Alvarez. But they are in desperate need of some offensive upgrades. Torrens has been better the last two games, and he's great at throwing runners out. God knows why he threw a ball into the outfield on the Mets. I know the Yankees are sloppier for longer, but the Mets have been extremely sloppy as well over the last couple weeks. Torrens throwing the ball away for no damn reason, leading to two runs. You got Mauricio not being able to turn an easy double play. I know Alonso's dealing with some hand stuff, but a lollipop throw to home. Some really bad play from both of these teams right now. And desperate needs for upgrades for both of these teams right now. And we'll see how they attack the deadline 2 weeks away. A big series against the Anaheim Angels coming in for the Mets. And obviously the Yankees head to Toronto for the biggest game and biggest series.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Of the year.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had
voice that sang some better 4:30, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Another half hour until we take you to the warm-up show at 5. More football tomorrow as camp starts for both teams. Fascinating quarterback room for the New York Giants, obviously. We'll see. We'll get our look for Justin Fields. The Jets starting camp after signing their two, you know, guys looking for extensions, their two top draft picks, their offensive and defensive rookies of the year a couple years ago. in Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner. Other than that, it's been kind of quiet. So it'll be nice to hear from the Jets. It'll be nice to see the Jets. I'm sorry, I can't clear my throat no matter what I do. Water, whatever, just one of those moments. And then the Giants clearly looking at Jackson Dart. Get a look at Jackson Dart. And I just have, if I had one question to Brian Daboll and the New York Giants about Jackson Dart, my only question would be, I know they're going to try and develop him, right? They're not going to start the season with him at quarterback. They're going to let him learn under Russell Wilson. Obviously, you've also got Jameis Winston there. We'll see about Tommy DeVito. But my one question would be, we all know that you'll wait until the season is dead for the most part, right? And I guess that would be my question. We know once the season's dead, you'll go to him, I would think, and get him some experience and try and develop him and show that, because obviously if the season's dead, you're no longer playing for meaningful games. Wins aren't going to be what save you your job. And I think the saving the job thing kind of gets overplayed. But if at any moment you believe, like if, and again, I don't know if this will happen. And Russell Wilson, I read the interview he gave with SI. He's very confident in his ability. He could still throw the ball 60, 70 yards, he said. He has been able to throw a pretty deep ball. We saw it with Pittsburgh last year. He's had some injuries, and he's had tough times playing through injuries. What we're seeing from aging quarterbacks right now. Aaron Rodgers, same thing. Looks good when healthy. Anything nagging him can bring the play to a screeching halt, which is tough in a sport like football. But at any moment, you feel that Jackson Dart is the best quarterback in the room. If that happens at any point, is that enough to go to him? Or is it strictly, we're taking it slow, we're going to let him learn, he's going to, you know, sit for at least, you know, 8-9 weeks, and then we'll see where we are with the wins and losses? Because I know if they're winning, they're not going to go to him, I wouldn't think, just because the owner is so starved for victories that they're not going to make that Eli Manning decision at 5-4 or, you know, whatever. They won't do that. Even if, you know, 5-4 with the season kind of, you know, which would be impressive considering how difficult the beginning of the schedule is. But if they're winning, they're not going to make the decision to go to Jackson Dart if Russell Wilson's playing well and they're winning. But if at any moment, even early in the year, Russell Wilson doesn't get off to a great start, obviously the schedule's tough. If there's a moment where you look at it and go, wow, through practice and everything, Jackson Dart looks great. He might be the best quarterback in the room. Would that make you, would that give you enough reason to start him immediately? And I don't think there's going to be a legitimate competition at camp. I think it's Russell Wilson's job. But if Jackson Dart just happens to be that good, and there are quarterbacks that are that good, and I don't know if Jackson Dart's going to be that guy or not. I'm not saying he is. I'm just curious. Like, the second they think he's the better option, will they go to him, or is it about the process? Because we all know the coaching staff and the GM, Jackson Dart has to be a huge selling point for them if they're going to stick around next year. And at what point do they try and show that off? And if they feel like we're seeing better from him than we expected, could there be an earlier, is there any way for Jackson Dart to play himself into the conversation more than we would have thought going in? 888-808-1009. But again, a lot more football tomorrow as camp shows up. We'll have a lot of reaction, obviously, to the Yankees-Blue Jays game, which is so, so huge. Yankees down 3 to the Blue Jays. They were up 7. It's been a 10-game swing in a month. Yankees got to make a statement tonight. Carlos Rodon has to make a statement tonight. Let's go to James in Staten Island. What's up, James?
Hey, brother.
What's going on? You got it.
No, man. None. Just wanted to talk Yanks with you for a minute.
Absolutely. Let's go.
So I think they got to at least get 2 power arms for that pen. I think that you get a starter, and worst case scenario, you can transition Will Warren to the bullpen because you got wipeout, slider, strikeout material. I think that could be huge in the playoffs.
Yeah. You're not wrong. Listen, he struck out a lot of guys. He actually leads.
He leads all rookies.
He leads all rookies in strikeouts, and I haven't checked recently. It was like a couple starts ago, But a couple starts ago, they made the note during the game that he actually leads all of Major League Baseball in caught-looking strikeouts. Yeah.
I was watching his stuff yesterday, and it was wipeout. It was like super sharp.
For a while, and then it wasn't. But listen, that's part of it too—the innings and everything. Does his two pitch mix of fastball slider play as a reliever? The fastball is not overly dominant. It's right. Good mix with the slider, no doubt, and he's got some stuff. But I don't.
I think you bring him in for one or two innings to bridge.
Yeah, listen. If he's not going to make the starting rotation for a playoff run, you absolutely put him in the bullpen. Right. You see what you have.
Yeah, he's just going to sit him there in the bullpen.
No, absolutely. If you get a starter at the trade deadline, and you have a better four options than Will Warren sitting on the outside looking in, absolutely, you put him in the bullpen. I just don't know. If he'd necessarily, like we saw Phil Hughes transition into a very important back end of the bullpen piece in 2009. There's been other guys. I talked about this on Saturday. David Pierce obviously came up as a rookie starter prospect, and they moved him to closer because they needed him in their World Series run to in 08 for the Rays. So it's happened before. I don't know if Will Warren's stuff jumps out at me as a successful transition to late end reliever, I also think Luis Gil could be that guy if he comes up. And isn't like Luis Gil's stuff kind of jumps out at me more as a guy who could just focus on his fastball slider, throws 100 miles an hour, 99 miles an hour, and if he's not ready to make like he's only going to come back by hopefully mid August. He's gonna have a short run here to get amped up for a playoff start. If you
don't know
think
what you're gonna get from Hill,
if he doesn't make that transition, I'd probably even rather see, Warren make the start and Luis Gil transition.
And I think it would be a huge shame. I think it would be a shame to train Schlittler too soon without even knowing what we got out of him. But if we're gonna get someone back for him,
you got to be willing to trade something. Like you can't say Dominguez is off limits. Lombard is off limits. Spencer Jones is off limits. Like you can't just go into the trade and then add Schlittler to that too. Like I don't like moving Schlittler, but this is why I talk about This is why I talk about a catchman defense a little bit. We talk about like it's easy. Oh, the Yankee general manager job. Who couldn't do this? How easy is it? They spend $300 million. I referenced Marash's tweet. Oh, if this sport had a salary cap, he'd be Dave Gettleman. Okay. It's real easy. He has to go out and do something. Oh, Schlittler throws 100. Can't trade him. Spencer Jones has got 25 home runs in minor leagues. Can't trade him. Lombard's going to be a star. Can't trade him. Can't trade him. Can't trade him. And then we'll turn around in 2 years and go, prospect hugger. He's the Yankees general manager. He can't sit back and go, man, I love all these guys. He's got to move some of them. He's got to be willing to make a trade to bolster this team. You're in the middle of a Judge Cole window. I know Cole doesn't happen to be part of it at the moment, but you are in the middle of a Judge Cole, and let's just forget Cole for a second. You're in the middle of one of the greatest right-handed bats in Major League Baseball history's career. You're in the middle of his prime. Now, he's got to step up and be part of it and hit in the World Series, but you got to treat these years as years you're chasing a championship if you're the New York Yankees. How do you have Schlittler come up and make one start and then off that one start have, bicep soreness? You got to push him back and tell me, I can't move him. You got to be willing to trade something. Something. So, like, I you can't hold on to everybody. I'm not trading. I don't want to trade Spencer Jones unless it's someone for years of control. I'm hardly trading Dominguez or Lombard for anything, but I'm open to it if it's the right player. Someone called me up earlier with an idea for trading for Jose Ramirez. If I can land Jose Ramirez, the best third baseman in the sport, top 10 hitter, who's making who's on an unbelievable contract and is under control for the next 3 years, that's the kind of move I trade. Spencer Jones, that's the kind of move I would even trade Jason Dominguez for him. Like you have to, that's an incredible player who fits them like a glove. Switch hitting third baseman, one of the best hitters in the sport, who can run and play defense. That's like a free agent signing. That's a massive free agent signing. You have to be willing to give up to get. But I don't want to trade those guys for rentals. That's why I'm against Suarez. Depending on what the package is, I'm not saying I don't want Suarez. I'm saying I'm not trading big-time prospects for a rental and not at a position that's less need than the bullpen. Let's go to Tim in Hicksville. What's up, Tim?
Hey, yeah. How you doing? I just wanted to talk about the trade deadline as well, but I also just wanted to make one comment about Juan Soto.
Yes.
You know, all offseason I've heard how bad of an outfielder he was and how bad fundamentally he was. I don't know what Yankee fans watch. I've been watching this guy every single day. The guy is the best base runner on the team, first of all. Second of all, he's played excellent defense, and maybe that's why he was up for Gold Glove last year. So,
let me just say something right there. I think, you know, if any Yankee fan is now claiming that he's this butcher in the outfield, it's because he's a Met. Last year, none of us were saying that. Last year, we were saying, for the most part, what you're saying. I don't think he's a Gold Glove caliber outfielder. I don't think he's a Gold Glove caliber outfielder this year. I don't think he was for the Yankees last year. But he's far he's far better than some sort of terrible outfielder liability. That he is not.
Yeah.
Now this
he's in the middle.
Yeah, right. I mean he's an okay. He's certainly good enough when he brings a 900 OPS and the offense he brings. He's certainly good enough. But yeah, he's an okay outfielder. He's gonna miss some balls. He's got a decent arm. It's not a bad arm. It's not a great arm. He's got a good enough arm. And he can go get him okay. He's not a great outfielder, but he's solid. And the base running, I don't know if he's the best base runner on your team, but he's stealing more bases than he did for the Yankees, that's for sure. And yesterday, a really good jump on a contact play from third to home. So, yeah, but the problem is, you're right. Some of the stuff we talk about as his issues have been better for the Mets. But here's the main thing, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. You mentioned the Yankee fans and everything. Here's the difference. You know what he was for the Yankees last year? Clutch. And unfortunately for the New York Mets this year, as good as he's been, and I still don't expect it to last all year, he's just not been clutch. He's not been good with runners in scoring position. It continues.
Well, that's the whole team's problem, I have to say.
I know, but the whole team's not making $765 million.
Yeah, but let's also go by his whole career. He's been a tremendously clutch player.
Absolutely.
His whole career, including players.
Of course.
I'm not really worried about him.
I'm not worried about him, but it's got to change if they're going to win. They're third. In the last 75 games, they're 500.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I'm calling, is because of the trade deadline. But I think that he's going to prove. You'll be talking about how clutch he is in the playoffs.
Okay, I hope you're right.
I'm confident in that. He's the guy's a great ball player. But anyway,
well, no doubt about
trade
that.
Deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Trade deadline. The Mets have a lot of players that same situation with the Yankees. Well, I think even they have better farm than the Yankees, but same situation.
They have a deeper farm system, no doubt. Deeper. But I think that the top right now, I know, you know, he wasn't a top 100 prospect or whatever. The best hitter in all of the minor leagues is the Yankees. You could argue that him and Lombard are as good as the top of the Met prospects, but definitely more. The Met definitely deeper.
Plus Mets have also major league players such as Beatty, Vientos, and Mauricio that they could trade. But the thing with the Mets is that they need a center fielder. I love Tyrone, but he can't hit.
Mm-hmm.
The third base situation is you know, I mean, they might have to look some way there. I love Vientos, but you know, maybe he's turning it around. But the bullpen though is really, they have to get two or three guys in there. I do not trust Reed Garrett. I do not trust Stanek. I do not trust anybody other than really Diaz. So I'm hoping they have to build that the relief pitching corps, because they've lost about like 4 games to 5 games with four run leads in the fifth inning or later.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely, if both the Mets and Yankees definitely have to trade these guys or really consider them. And I know, like you talk about Schitzler or that guy. that guy, like you said, these guys, you know, we as New York fans, we love the prospects, but you know, in 2 years, it's a lot of these guys don't pan out. So you got to give something to get something. Mm-hmm. And I really like Spencer Jones for the Yankees. That's the one guy that I would really. Guy, he reminds me, he's a big guy, and having him and Judge is like. You know, it's unfortunate you have Stan because he's really the block.
Yeah, it's not unfortunate to me. He's their best postseason player. I'm looking forward, and he's been smashing the ball as of late. I don't think it's unfortunate at all they have Giancarlo Stanton. I know he can't run. I know he can't stay healthy. But for an organization that every fan claims, you know, has lost its World Series or bust mentality, the guy is the best postseason performer. I'm rather ecstatic that Giancarlo stands on the team. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. The guy has only hit home runs like in every big spot since 2020 in the postseason. But it's a shame they have him. But yeah, I get your point. The Mets clearly need some bullpen guys. Now again, you just saw Brooks Raley come back. He looked really good. Slider was looking good. Hopefully he can come in and really be a huge piece as well from the left-handed side, which they don't have a lot of. So, but yeah, they got to go out and add. Absolutely. And I floated the idea. You know, Evan said it on his podcast, but I told Evan the same thing on the Rico Bronya when I did the preseason podcast with him. I think there's a chance if they can add a starter. Now, what's easier, bullpen, starter? I don't know, whatever falls into their lap. I'm just saying with this trade deadline, you have to be open to any scenario. If for whatever reason they like a value of a starting pitcher, like a Keller or something with control, and that's somebody they'd want to trade for because he prefers to trade for guys with control, then you can move Clay Holmes back into the bullpen, and that can add to your bullpen help as well as bringing in a starter here. So there's different ways you can go, but they clearly need to upgrade.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trade their bullpen up.
Talk New York sports with us. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Where are you? All right, 4:53. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Just a couple minutes before we take you to the warm-up show at 5 o'clock, 888-808-1019. Let's get through your calls as soon as we can. Eddie in Rockland. What's up, Eddie?
What's up, Chris? What's happening, buddy?
What's up?
All right. On the Giants situation, you know, let me ask you a question. You remember the Eli Manning, Kurt Warner situation, right?
I do.
All right. Now, was that more of money or getting the or win?
No,
getting
that was,
Eli in?
Yeah, that was more about Eli. That was they recognized that the team, although having a winning record, they started out hot, were cooling off, still had a winning record, but they believed it was worthy. They didn't think that team was going anywhere, and they wanted to get Eli Manning a bunch of starts.
Would you agree Eli really did? He was thrusting into it. He really didn't show anything. He was kind of shaky the whole
absolutely until
play,
they
right?
didn't, they didn't win until the last game of the year against Dallas. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's my question now. This preseason's coming up, and I don't want to see just Russell Wilson a couple of plays, then Jameis Winston for three quarters, then Danny DeVito coming in. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to see Jackson Dart get a nice little piece of the preseason. Wouldn't you agree with that? Or are you going to baby him and put him in his cradle and tuck him away?
No, I think he's going to play a fair amount in the preseason. Absolutely.
What's a fair amount, though? Come on, let's agree on something. What's a fair amount?
I don't know. A fair amount.
Come on, man.
What do you want? You're funny. What do you think? 7 minutes and 45 seconds, seven drives? What do you mean?
I think he should be finishing.
He's not going to start. I mean,
and taking the whole.
Yeah, he's going to. I think he's going to play more.
And a half.
I would think. I don't. I would say I doubt there's a quarterback who plays more than him in the preseason.
Oh. And then if he doesn't, you're going to get on your buddy, right?
I'll kill them for how they handled the quarterback position in the preseason.
No,
I'll go absolutely nuts.
Get him on the radio.
I'll go absolutely nuts. You're right, Eddie. I'm going to go nuts. I would think he's going to play. I don't know how they choose to handle him. They're developing him. What's the difference? Like, you know he's the future of the franchise. They moved up into the first round to get him. They're going to take it as slow or as fast as they deem worthy, and then we'll see what happens when he actually plays. But I would think he's going to get some preseason time, absolutely. But what do you care? All you're looking for is something to get on Dable for, or some reason for me to have to say I disagree with Dable. Stop. Just give me what you think. Stop trying to play this game to get me to say something or do something or like just say, I really think the Giants should play him more often. Thank you. I hope he plays a lot in the preseason. Thanks, Eddie. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's always like some convoluted thing to like get me on the hook for something. Who cares? Why are you trying to get me on the hook? Who cares? Just call up and give me your point. Steve in Bayside. What's up, Steve?
What's up? I was listening to Mike Hazen, the Diamondbacks GM.
Okay.
He doesn't sound like he's in any hurry to sell. You know, they're only two games back. Yeah, exactly.
Well, they're four and a half out of a playoff spot.
Right, which is, you know, which can change in a week.
Absolutely.
You know, like Mazalak over at St. Louis, it's his last year. It sounds like he's going for it, too. I think people should be prepared for a very this is the type of trade deadline where you'd have to make a deal. You'd probably have to trade something off your major league roster to help the other team win this year, and then you try to see if you match up. I don't see a lot of great – I don't see the Yankees matching up. Now, maybe they can do a three-way deal. But I think the most likely scenario for this trade deadline is that the Yankees make minor moves, you know, a Mark Leiter Jr. type, something like that, that they make a minor move. And don't forget, they have Cruz coming back. They have Heel coming back. I'm okay with that. I think that's fine.
It's not enough.
A good defensive third baseman, great. But I don't see the Yankees making big deals for this trade deadline, and I think that's going to be perfectly fine.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know, Steve. I think they're going to be more aggressive than you think. You're right. I don't know if it's out there. We'll see if it's out there. If it's out there, I do think they're going to be aggressive. But who knows? Maybe Suarez doesn't. Maybe you're right. Maybe they go on a hot streak here and they don't sell. It's definitely plausible. It happened with Bellinger 2 years ago. Cubs were ready to sell Bellinger. They went on a 7 or 8 game hot streak, winning streak, and suddenly Bellinger was, they were going for it, and he's off the market. It's absolutely plausible. Why would you? Why wouldn't you wait? And why wouldn't you tell teams you're not that interested? Like, the whole point is to build up. I still think they'll do it, but maybe they won't. I think there's enough smoke there where I think there's fire and they're going to move them, but maybe they don't. And then as far as, like, I hear you. If Cruz comes back and stays healthy, great. He's been injured twice in the last month, and this is an oblique injury. I can't trust him coming back. I don't know he's coming back. I don't know how effective he'll be when he comes back. Same thing with Luis Gil. He's been gone the whole year. I know he was good last year, won Rookie of the Year. I don't know what he's going to come in here and do the last month of the season. I'm the New York Yankees. I'm trying to chase a championship. I can't just lay back and go, well, I got Gil coming back. I can't. I got to go be aggressive. So I definitely think they're getting a bullpen arm. At what level, I don't know. But I think they're getting a bullpen arm, and they have to. As much as I told you that third base isn't the biggest of needs, I mean that as far as, like, super aggressive. They have to go out and improve third base. Have to. Peraza and Vivas cannot be your starting third baseman. So they are going to improve third base. At what level, I don't know, but there's going to be another third baseman in town. All right, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for calling. Fleegs on the other side. Thank you as always. Big game tonight. Tomorrow we'll have a little bit of football talk as the camps will show up. We'll have reaction to Carlos Rodon pitching for the New York Yankees against the Toronto Blue Jays in the biggest game of the year. Everybody enjoy. I'll talk to you tomorrow, 2 a.m. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.